Hello, thank you so much for taking the call. This is Elba, and I'm calling you from Opinion Research, and we are conducting a statewide public opinion poll, and we would like to know if you are registered to vote in South Carolina.
Of course.
Great. In that case, I would also like to know if politically, do you feel South Carolina is primarily a southern state or not, sir?
A sovereign state. Yeah,
Yes.
I would say it is. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yes.
And do you support or oppose allowing patients in South Carolina who suffer from an approved list of serious medical conditions to use medical marijuana if their doctor recommends it?
I'm not sure I understand.
Let me repeat the
I
question for
think
you then.
anybody, whether they have medical
Okay.
issues or not, can live wherever they want.
Okay, so would you say that you support or oppose that measure?
I support it.
Great, thank you. Now, school choice gives parents the right to use the tax dollars designated for their child's education to send their child to the public or private school which best serves their needs. Generally speaking, would you say you support or oppose the concept of a school choice?
I support it.
Thank you. Recently, the South Carolina legislature passed the Education Scholarship Trust Fund program, a school choice program that allows South Carolina parents to withdraw their K-12 child from public school and receive $6,000 to use for private school tuition and other education and expenses. Do you support or oppose this program?
Again, I don't really understand the question, but is this to go to college?
Actually, not really. Let me repeat the question, okay?
All right.
Recently, the South Carolina legislature passed the Education Scholarship Trust Fund program, a school choice program that allows South Carolina parents to withdraw their K-12 child from public school and receive $6,000 to use for private school tuition and other educational expenses. Do you support or oppose this program?
Yeah, I can't. I couldn't say either way because how much? Yeah, I don't know. That's complicated. You know, it depends on how much time the child has left in school to graduate. How much is the federal government paying per child per year now? I mean, it just depends because they shell out a lot of money for these kids to go to school.
Okay,
Right?
currently,
But I
yes,
don't know.
currently.
I'm not privy to that information.
It's
Okay.
okay. Now, let me just tell you that currently, only students in low-income families qualify for the Education Scholarship Trust Fund program. Would you support or oppose giving all students, regardless of their family's income, the ability to receive a scholarship through this program?
Oh my gosh. Don't know. I don't want to answer that one because I don't know enough.
Okay. And would you be more likely or less likely to vote for a legislature who votes to expand the eligibility for the Education and Scholarship Trust Fund program to all students in South Carolina?
Again, is this for college tuition?
No, it is for K-12.
So yes.
Great, thank you so much for that. Do you believe that insurance companies and corporations prioritize their profits over people or not?
You're asking some complicated questions.
Would you say that the insurance companies and corporations prioritize their profits over people or not? Remember that these are only, totally anonymous questions and answers, so you can definitely go either for yes or no.
Insurance companies. I don't get it. Why would they want to? I don't get it. What do they got to do with it?
Well,
No.
the thing
I'm
is
going to say
this,
no.
okay, Okay, great. And do you believe bars or restaurants not only overserve alcohol to their customers, should or should not share responsibility if that person were to drive and injure or kill someone?
Yeah, you know what? I don't believe in that. I don't think they should be held liable.
Okay. And now South Carolina goes to great lengths to investigate their state court judges to make certain that they are qualified and free from conflict. This is usually a 3 to 4 month process. Do you believe this process helps produce the best candidates, or do you believe this process needs to be changed?
I don't know. I don't want to answer that one either.
It's okay. Thank you so much. If a convenience store clerk or bartender was not properly trained by their employer on ID verification, sold alcohol to a minor, and that minor then caused a drunken driving accident in which another individual is injured, do you feel the employer should or should not be liable for compensating the victim for their injuries?
See, there you go. That's still an in-depth question, because obviously if this minor bought alcohol from a convenience, you know, anywhere, they would have to prove with their ID, because, you know, it's illegal to sell already to somebody that's not of legal age.
Yeah, but what if they are not...
So if they showed a license, you know, an ID that shows they're of legal age, why would the person selling be responsible?
Okay.
Or even their establishment. I don't believe they should.
Okay. Thank you so much for that. Do you believe that insurance companies or corporations should or should not be able to avoid paying claims to victims by placing unnamed third parties on a verdict form that they know are unable to pay their share of awarded damages?
I don't want to answer that one either.
It's okay. Thank you so much for that. Marketing by personal injury lawyers heavily occupies public advertising space. In your opinion, how has this level of advertising influenced public perception of the legal profession? Do you feel it has helped the public perception of the legal profession, hurt the public perception of the legal profession, or has no effect on the perception of the legal profession?
I think it has.
Okay. Thank you. Many personal injury lawyers advertise that they can get large insurance payouts for motor vehicle accidents. So, do you feel these lawyers are primarily interested in getting to justice for their injured client or maximizing their contingency-based legal fees?
Yeah, I don't...
Would you like me to repeat the question?
No. I see it all the time.
Option number one or option number two?
I say option number two.
Thank you. What impact do you feel advertising by personal injury lawyers claiming the ability to get large payouts has on automobile insurance premiums? Do they significantly increase premiums, somewhat increase premiums, have little or no effect on premiums, or they reduce premiums?
I don't think it impacts premium.
Okay, so you will say that it has little or no effect on premiums,
yeah,
right?
Little or no effect.
Okay. Do you feel healthcare providers should or should not be required to keep a person's healthcare decisions confidential?
I think they should.
Thank you. If parents are already involved in the decision-making process, the Utah government should or should not intervene in LGBTQ gender-affirming healthcare decisions that regard individuals under the age of 18.
Yeah, I don't think they should.
Thank you. In terms of your political party identification, do you generally consider yourself a Democrat, Republican, or independent or older?
I would say I'd lean more towards Republican.
Thank you. What is your age? What is your age, sir?
66.
Thank you so much for that. Which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? White or Caucasian, Black or African American, Hispanic or Latino, or would you say that you are Asian or older?
White, Caucasian.
Thank you. Thank you. In terms of your gender, do you consider yourself male, female, or other?
Male.
Thank you. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation,
okay,
sir. Bye-bye.
All right.
I really appreciate all of your answers.
Bye-bye.